It's time to tantalize your taste buds. It's time to fork this with Intoxicate. Here is Kate.
Welcome to Fork This with Intoxicate. I am your host, Intoxicate Kate Swentz. Diving into all things delicious in Westchester and Fairfield County every Tuesday right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Of course, we are discovering everything from new restaurants to chef interviews, recipes, and more. And gosh, what a day today. You know, started off at 50 degrees, headed to the gym this morning with a little bit of rain coming down. And now, as I'm recording this, it is snowing outside. So the first snowfall I have seen in New York. So it's a pretty crazy day. It makes me want to bundle up and dive into like the best bowl of soup ever. And speaking of which, I recently just checked out Fat Root. Now, Fat Root is F-A-T-T, Root, in Pleasantville, which is part of the Village Social restaurant group. Of course, they've got Village Social in Mount Kisco, also in Rye. And of course, they also just opened up Locale in Mount Kisco. Also have a spot in New Canaan with Locale with amazing pizzas and more. The team has Pub Street in Pleasantville, and right across the street just opened up Fat Root, which is a really fantastic spot for kind of do-it-yourself ramen, except you're not really doing it yourself. You're just selecting what's going in it, and bowls and more. And could not wait to visit this location. Highly anticipated the opening of the location in Pleasantville, because a while ago, Chef Mogan Anthony, who's, you know, kind of the executive chef of all these restaurants, who's just a fantastic person and just a very talented, just a very talented chef, all around great guy, used to have a pop-up ramen shop called Mura. And I would really wait on bated breath to figure out when the next time he was going to pop up, because his ramen was bar none. And Chef Mogan even went over to Japan to study the art of making ramen noodles. And so, you know, this is someone that's really invested in this concept and really enjoys doing it, as you can tell. But really excited that it's open, and now we have a spot where I can get the ramen all the time. And headed over there, met up with Joe Buetti, who's one of the owners there, and really fantastic guy. Kind of surprised him. They surprised the whole team there, because they were actually having a meeting when I swung by. And really enjoyed the ramen noodles. I had the classic ramen, had a little bit of pork belly in there, half of an egg, really great mushrooms, and just, of course, these noodles that I can't get enough of. You know, it was really funny because a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine who's also an influencer asked me what my, you know, go-to dish was if it's the last thing I could have on earth. And it's really hard for me to say that, because I am one of those people who really craves things and gets into the mood for things. And then, you know, then I want it and I can't think of anything else. And when I was sitting there over that steaming bowl of ramen, and all these, you know, smells are coming out of the bowl, and I've got the chopsticks in my hands, and I'm pulling out these noodles that are just pure perfection, you know, cooked perfectly, not too mushy, not too hard, and just so, so flavorful. I thought to myself, you know, this is it. I think I'm definitely a noodle girl. I love all, you know, different kinds of pastas, but I usually tend towards the Asian profile when it comes to like really craving things. I love Asian flavors. I love, you know, all different types of, you know, kimchi's and soy sauce and oyster sauce. That's just kind of my bread and butter. And when I thought about, you know, what it was over that bowl, I'm like, this is it. I would love I love soup. I love noodles. This is just the perfect thing, this amazing bowl of ramen. So you have to go check out Fat Root. It is a fantastic spot. Fast casual location. You know, again, they have different types of rice bowls and whatnot. You can go up and order, make it to whatever you are kind of craving or whatever you have a hankering for. Even if you're some, you know, doing some kind of dietary restrictions, you can build your own bowl and, you know, they have it ready, hot and waiting for you. Bring it right to your table and you're ready to go. So love it, love it, love it. Definitely check it out. It is in Pleasantville, right across the street from Pub Street again. And I am totally digging it. On today's show, I have a very special guest. I have Brad from Granita, Brad Nagy from Granita. And I'm very excited to have him on the show because they used to have this really kind of staple location in Hartsdale that they just kind of renovated and revamped and opened up Granita, which they are describing as modern Italian food. And I was invited by their PR team to come in and taste the food with a lot of other influencers and media professionals. And let me tell you, they rolled out an incredible lineup of food from their menu, a really great variety of, you know, different types of flavors and different ways to dive into the restaurant. I mean, they have the rice balls, of course, the arancini, which to me is like a very, you know, always a very fun Italian staple, but it's always something that I think of that's shareable. Like if you're going to order something like that, you know, there's going to be a sharing going on, right? You're not going to eat, you know, or beast five rice balls, or maybe you are. But I think to me, when I'm thinking of going out of friends, like that would be a great dish to order to share with friends. And then of course they had all different types of pizzas. And I have to say, surprisingly enough, and I found that this out in the interview, which you're about to hear, Brad told me that I fell in love with the vegan pizza, which surprised me because, you know, I'm a meat lover. And they had this pizza that I just assumed was vegetarian. Very, very thin crust, brick oven pizza. Really, really solid flavor profile with winter squash and Brussels sprouts. And I just thought, you know, this is a really great pizza for me because I like vegetables on my pizza, but usually it's like the olives, you know, the traditional favorites, the olives, the peppers, the onions, sometimes the spinach. This was really great because it was, you know, Brussels sprouts and squash, which made it look beautiful. It was like this beautiful, vibrant green and orange color. But when I tasted it, it was really fantastic. And then come to find out, what I thought was cheese was not cheese because it was a vegan pie. So rounding up a couple of my favorite vegan dishes in Westchester, I know a lot of you out there are looking to do a more vegetarian lifestyle or maybe even practice meatless Mondays and don't eat any meat on Mondays. Here's another great dish, flavorful dish that are totally full your entire family that you can kind of dive into. So a really big thanks to Granita for putting that out there. But we also had, you know, a pork Milanese, or I'm sorry, veal Milanese. We had a couple of really flavorful pasta dishes like gnocchi. So really, really fun, really comprehensive menu, a lot to love there, something definitely for everyone, and then all kind of packaged in this really great, fun atmosphere. The restaurant renovation is beautiful. It looks so, so much fun, so I can't wait for you to kind of check out Granita and listen to, you know, the whole concept and learn more about the menu and the food when we chat with Brad in a moment. So very fun there. Coming up, a couple of other things I really want to chat about. There's some really great events going on in and around Westchester County, so we definitely want to give you the details on that. And also, I kind of have another soapbox moment. Love you. I know that you love it. But we have Hudson Valley Restaurant Week this week, so there's a couple of things that I want to chat about with Hudson Valley Restaurant Week as that winds down this week. But also, just had this amazing visit to Italy, Spain, and France on a cruise with Norwegian Cruise Line. We were on the Norwegian Epic, visited some really fantastic spots, but really was excited to put all of the work aside, not post on Instagram. You know, I didn't rush to do a whole bunch of radio interviews while I was gone. I just really took that big time out, and I'm so glad I did because it really allowed me to be present in this vacation and notice a lot of things about how we differ from Europeans when it comes to enjoying a cup of coffee and even sitting down to a meal. So I cannot wait to share that with you, and I'm hoping that we all can bring some of this kind of lesson that I learned into our own homes and bake it into our own routines. I know we're all very busy, but there was something very memorable and impactful about how Europeans eat. So I can't wait to share that with you. So stick around. Up next, we have Brad of Granita in Hartsdale, who's going to give us the skinny on this brand new restaurant concept in Westchester. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate. Keep it locked right here at 1490 WGCH. Welcome back to Fork This with Intoxicate. I am your host, Intoxicate Kate Luntz. And of course, you know we love to dive into everything delicious right here in Westchester and Fairfield counties. And right now, I am certainly doing that. I am in Hartsdale at Granita Cucina and Bar with my new friend, Brad. Brad, how are you?
I'm good, Kate.
So you're owner and also partner of 810 Hospitality Group.
Yep.
All right. So how many restaurants fall under that category?
We have four now. We have two in Westchester, one in Manhattan, and one in Brooklyn.
All right. Well, before we dive into Granita and all the amazing food that I had here last night, I want to talk to you a little bit about the restaurant industry as a whole. Can you tell me the difference between Westchester and maybe outside of Westchester?
Completely different. How much time do you have? About an hour?
It's a completely different animal, right?
Completely different animal. I mean, the behavior of diners in the city, even if they live in Westchester, when they dine in Manhattan is completely different. Because a lot of them work in Manhattan. They live up here. And the dining experience and behavior and what they expect and want is completely different.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, right?
It's very interesting because you would naturally think that, well, they a lot of them live here and work in the city, and they're used to the city, so they would want the same thing here or vice versa, and it's complete opposite. They have a complete different mentality when they come home and want to go out. They still have high expectations and want certain things, but it's you have to tailor it differently from the menu to the cocktails to the wine list. The whole thing's different.
And it's interesting because it's something as simple as going out to dinner, right? You think that everybody kind of steps into a restaurant wanting the same thing.
Yeah.
But it really is completely different. I don't think people really recognize that.
No, and I think too, being in the hospitality business, you really have to learn how to read the customer, because even multiple people coming into the same restaurant, they want different experiences. So Some people want to be left alone. It's a quiet anniversary. Some people are here to socialize. They want you part of the experience. Some people want to just have their experience and want us in the background. So there's multiple levels. It's what is the concept, what do they want, and then what do they want the specific group of guests that are in here when they come in.
Right. It's so true. And how do you guys kind of figure out where you're going to pop up and how you can speak to that audience? Like, are you doing some research? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, a lot of it really is talking to the guests. And there's nothing better than when you're in the restaurant, chatting with people, getting a read on the neighborhood and the mm-hmm. market and what customers are looking for. Even here at Granita, talking to the guests, we've just been open a short time. But you could see the difference in what these customers wanted from our prior restaurant that was here in the same location. And so we heard what they were looking for in this neighborhood. We kind of had a feel for it, which is why we came up and put Granita here in this location.
And why was it important for you to stay here?
Well, we've been here about 10 years. We had a concept here called Frankie and Finucci's for mm-hmm. 10 years. And we knew the neighborhood well. The neighborhood knew us. And we just felt like it was time for a refresh. And we felt like the clientele and customer base around here with the surrounding towns was perfect for this kind of concept. Mm-hmm. So we said, well, let's just renovate it and put in Granita into this space.
And so what exactly is the concept? How would you describe Granita?
Well, we kind of call it, I'd say, upscale casual. Mm-hmm. So it's still kind of a casual, because I think that's what a lot of people want in Westchester, mm-hmm. is a casual experience that they could either go out for a quick and easy bite or come out for a special event. And we call it modern Italian. So it's a little bit of, we modeled it very much after our restaurant in the city in the West Village called Soto 13, which was kind of a hip upbeat vibe mm-hmm. with modern Italian cuisine, great cocktail program, great bar, mm-hmm. And bring that here in the form of granita.
So modern Italian cuisine, just so people can kind of get it in their heads what that looks like, they're stepping in and kind of dining on what?
Well, the menu ranges everything from, you know, the antipasti has things like octopus to arancini rice balls. Mm-hmm. A lot of the menu items will have, we'll call it more Italian influence. It's not your traditional Italian menu, not a lot of red sauce type stuff. So it's very clean, light, seasonal. The chef comes up with all sorts of different seasonal ingredients and uses them, things that are local. Mm. And so we have kind of the basic dishes, but for example, like our pork chop Milanese will be a bone-in pork chop with Marsala mushrooms and watercress, pomegranates, and elderflower vinaigrette.
So glad you brought that up, because I would say for me, dining last night, I was here invited for a media dinner, dined with a couple of influencers in the area, and that was the standout dish for me.
Was it? Yeah.
That pork was pretty bang.
Yeah, good. I enjoy it too. I mean, but it's kind of like how we'll do a little spin on it as opposed to a traditional Milanese dish, which is a
right.
breaded cutlet with a big salad on it. We give it a little bit of a modern contemporary spin on it to make it what we'll call modern or contemporary Italian.
And believe it or not, because you know you're thinking of a pork chop and it's, you know, a breaded pork chop and it's pork Milanese, you know, pounded thin and everything, but to me, it was a very light dish, which was a surprise. It was a nice surprise. I didn't really feel like I needed to be rolled out of here after dining on all the things that we did, and you threw a lot at us. But everything was really, really delicious, really amazing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I think that's the key, too, with kind of this cuisine, is people don't want heavy dishes anymore. They're eating lighter and healthier today. They want flavor, but they want it to feel good after they're done eating and experience bunch of different courses, different flavors, great rich food, but not have that heavy feeling after.
Agreed. And I think the other thing, too, is that you have a lot of things that are kind of shareable, too. Like with, you know, the pizzas, and let me tell you, that pizza with the Brussels sprouts and the squash.
Oh, yeah.
Knockout. Like,
and vegan.
Exactly.
And vegan pasta.
So I didn't even know what the whole thing is vegan, so it's not cheese.
No, we make a cashew cream base and then do the roasted vegetables on top from the wood-burning oven. We roast them in the oven, put them on top of the pie, and then finish it with a little spicy maple syrup.
Oh, so I have to add, I'm literally writing a vegan piece, like my favorite vegan dishes. Now I have to add that
good.
To the list.
Yeah.
I had no idea the entire thing was vegan.
It's popular. Everybody's, particularly in the city, and we haven't seen it as much in Westchester, but mm-hmm. in Manhattan, it seems like every woman in Manhattan is vegan. So they all come in
it's
and we
crazy.
Have to come up with more vegan options.
Yeah, clearly the girl over here is like, the pork dish was the standout.
Exactly. My kind of girl.
I don't think you're going to make a vegan out of me ever, but that's so great. And so, you know, working with the menu here, you have something that's a standout for you? Is there a dish that you're like, you know, everyone has to come in here and try it?
Well, there's a couple things on the menu that I like. I like the pork very much. Believe it or not, I don't eat chicken a lot out at restaurants. I really like the chicken dish here because we brine it. It's a French cut chicken breast, and it's very tender. And we put it over a sprouted rye berry salad with fava beans and tomato confit and au jus.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the chicken dishes really stand out. There's so much on the menu that I love. But the biggest, most popular two dishes for our pastas, which are all fresh pastas, is the spicy lamb sausage with octopus and rigatoni.
Also very good. Had that last
night.
And
then everybody loves the gnocchi with short rib ragu. And also, speaking of light, I heard last night a lot of people that had that dish feel like the gnocchi were very light. They weren't those big, heavy lead balloons. They were very light and fluffy.
I thought they were pillowy.
Good.
You know, you have to get like a pillowy gnocchi, right? You have to. It's got to be soft and mushy and lovable.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that cocktail that everybody was drinking, because you have this beautiful bar, and this is brand new to the space, right?
Yeah, we put this in the space, yeah.
This is amazing, and I see that you have a whole lot of beer behind the bar as well.
Yeah, we did 16 taps, a nice beer selection, nice wine selection, and cocktails as well.
I love it. The cocktail last night was this amazing strawberry gin.
Part-time lover.
The part-time lover.
Everybody
so,
went for it.
Yeah, everyone went for it. I'm saving my post till when we post our interview. And I think it's going to be like everybody needs a part-time lover.
I think they're all looking for a part-time lover.
I feel like that's what it's going to be.
That's it. It was so many people. It was so many red drinks floating around. Clinging, clang, it was awesome.
It was awesome. And I'll tell you, like, coming into it when I see a sea of red drinks and I see a strawberry, like, I'm like, it's going to be some kind of daiquiri. I'm, like, not into it.
Right.
I'm not a sweet drink girl. I like, you know, really nice, like, old fashions. And so that was, like, surprisingly not, like, this sweet. It was, like, the gin was perfect. Like, it was just a very, like, well-put-together cocktail. Not too sweet, yeah. Not too sour. Like, perfect.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is gin is really hot right now again. Mm. And a lot of people say they don't like gin necessarily, but when they try that cocktail, they really enjoy it because it's not an overpowering gin flavor. It's just a really nice, well-balanced cocktail. So
you wouldn't know there was gin in there. You really wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's been really popular. Hands down, the best-selling in the first week we've been open, we can't make enough of that stuff. It's awesome.
It's the name, though.
Yeah,
it's the name. Sure. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. It's a good name. I think we lucked out.
Did you guys, like, what's the process in terms of coming up with cocktail names? Like,
whoever in our group, kind of, we have a couple guys that really love or into mixology, and they kind of come up with a lot of cocktails, and we'll collaborate a little bit. And sure enough, someone comes up with some name, and it sticks. And it's like, that's it. That's what we're going to do. Put it on the menu.
It's the best. It's, yeah. I mean, you know, it's very important to a cocktail to have a good name.
It is.
Because if people want to say it out loud,
they do. They do. They want to order. Give me a part-time lover, and you can get 2 part-time lovers for $13 at happy hour too.
Oh, love that. All right, when is happy hour?
4 to 7 daily.
4 to 7
every day.
Okay, 4 to 7 daily. 2 for 1.
2 for 13 cocktails, 2 for 13 wines, and then we do 2 for 10 drafts.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Any food specials with happy hour?
Yeah, we have a nice little bar menu with a whole bunch of bar snacks on it, which is available at the bar exclusively, and it's really nice.
I'm digging this. And then what are your hours? Because this was under debate last night, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we're open for lunch and dinner every day.
Okay.
And then the hours, we open for 11:30 a.m. for lunch, and then we close weeknights at 10.
Okay.
And then weekends at 11.
All right. Because you know when you put your Google Maps in?
Yes.
It comes up with the hours.
What did it say?
7:30 p.m.
You know why it says 7:30 p.m.? Because I'm on top of my game, Kate, because we had a private party here for you guys.
So you changed it
just
for us.
I changed the hours so guests that wanted to come would know that we were open at 7:30.
I love you about... That's amazing. That you're just going in and making it.
What happens if your customer puts in Google Maps, they show up, and we say, oh, no, sorry, we're closed.
We're
at least I figured to put it in the hours update Google real time. Give them a chance.
That's so nice of you. So are you doing also private parties? Because, you know, it's holiday season, so... Private parties, you're available.
Yeah, we have a really nice party program and packages, nice menus for it. So we'll do parties in the space. We already have a bunch booked. We're doing one tonight, wedding rehearsal, and we've got a lot of inquiries for holiday parties, like you said.
And how big or how many people can you?
We can handle about 60 people in
the space.
That's
a good size.
That's a good size. A lot of good size.
Yep. And I want to also talk about, I know we spoke very quickly about the bar and how you renovated the bar. What else changed in this space for people who are very familiar with Frankie and Finucci's? So what else is different?
So what we did was we were able to utilize a lot of the infrastructure in the space. So the kitchen stayed the same and the bathroom stayed the same. So what we did was we ripped out half the restaurant, put in this whole new bar in here, mm-hmm. and then changed the exterior facade. And then we had our designer that did our Manhattan restaurant come up. And she really redecored the whole rest of the space. It's all new wall coverings, booths, table settings, mm-hmm. all new plateware, and china's all different, glassware's all different. So it was a pretty substantial renovation that we did, and mm-hmm. she was really great to help us out with that.
Well, I also have to say, Brad, that you're on the top of a lot of things in addition to your Google hours, because I want to say, and I hate to almost talk about it because I don't want to ruin the surprise, but I heard, a little birdie told me, that at the end of the night when you receive your check, you get a little something-something.
Yes, you do. If you're good, you get a little granita, which granita is a popular Italian dessert typically. We did our own little spin, which we turned it into a frozen slushy cocktail. So we do a limoncello granita that we serve complimentary every guest that comes in as kind of a little gratis thank you from us.
Okay, so I want to talk about this because... Not a lot of restaurants do stuff like this. You're not going a lot of places and getting a lot of things for free anymore, unless you're counting the bread that you get before you kind of dive in. So I love that. So I kind of want to ask, why was that important to you to do, and why at the end of the meal?
Well, I think it was kind of it's kind of a nice gesture in hospitality. Just it's a simple little thing that we can do. It's mm-hmm. a nice thing. It's different. And I think when you bring it over to a table, they kind of really appreciate it because we appreciate them coming in. So mm-hmm. when you do something like that in any kind of form or factor, and when we could do it with that little granita spin and tie it into the restaurant name, and we always liked the frozen cocktail, our spin on the granita. So we said, you know what, let's just make it part of the program that we do here.
Well, I love it's the namesake of the restaurant. And I love that it's kind of the last thing that you get because I think it's going to leave a lasting impression on people.
Yeah, that's the goal, too, is, you know, kind of it's a nice thing. It's about smiles and thank yous on the way out. But if it leaves them with a lasting impression that they had a good evening at the restaurant, that's what you want. You want them going home and feeling like that was a really fun experience.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And again, I can't say enough about the food last night. It was awesome. Really fantastic. Lots of photos posted now on intoxicate.com, so you can kind of dive into everything we're talking about visually, both on Intoxicate and on Instagram. Anything else, Brad, that you kind of want to let people know about?
Well, we have reservations available. We'll be doing brunch probably the new year right after the holidays. We'll start offering that.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of inquiries on brunch. We do a brunch program in our restaurant in the city, Soto 13, which is kind of fun. We do what's called a social brunch, which is pretty neat. It's a family-style brunch experience and pair it with really creative brunch cocktails. So we're hoping to bring that here to Westchester, too.
All right, I'm into it. Keep me posted.
All right.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate on 1490 WGCH.
Welcome back to Fork This with Intoxicate. I am your host, Intoxicate's Kate Splunts, and you can find me every Tuesday at 6 p.m. right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Of course, you know we cover everything that you want to dive into that's delicious, whether that's events, interviews with chefs, checking out new local restaurants, and we're going to be talking about events a little bit because there's so many fun and exciting things going on. And if you're a follower of Intoxicate and you listen to the show, you know every once in a while I team up with someone that's probably not what you think of when you think of the food world. But we try to bake in a celebration of loving what's local at different locations to kind of expose different people to some of the really cool things that we have in our own backyard. And one of the partners that I collaborate often with is Bloomingdale's in White Plains. Love shopping there. I always head straight to the fourth floor if it's something that I need for the home. And I am just fall in love every single time with the beautiful landscapes, the tablescapes that they have on that fourth floor in between the two escalators. If you've never been up there, you definitely have to go to check it out. If it's something that you're familiar with, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They had this gold set most recently, and it just was breathtaking. And I was like, oh, I totally have table envy. This is what I want for Thanksgiving. But it's a really fun location. And then, you know, if you're thinking about, just someplace you have to be, which, you know, and you follow me, you know, I'm everywhere all the time. Sometimes I don't have time to shop. So I love checking out my friend Kendra Porter, who has been on the show to talk about fashion and more. And she is the personal shopper there. So anytime I need anything, she saves me time and always finds me the most beautiful thing. So if you see me on Instagram or on Facebook or just out and about and you happen to love what I'm wearing, most likely Kendra picked it out for me. But they have a couple of really cool events going on. And one of the biggest newsworthy items or noteworthy items to even talk about is the fact that Norwalk is now opening in that, Bloomingdale's is now opening in that beautiful shopping center in Norwalk. So they are going to be doing a whole host of events starting off this Friday night. With there's a pop-up Friends activation. So if you're a big Friends fan, you definitely want to check that out. They have a concert on the 16th. There's a Stepping Stones Kids fashion show also on the 16th. They're doing an Opus Family brunch on the 17th. But just so many really, really cool things going on. And also on the 17th, this weekend, they have a very cool makeup event going on. And we have a couple of vendors coming in who are going to be showing you how you can enjoy foods that help promote healthy skin and healthy lifestyle from the inside out. So, you know, you obviously want to have the most beautiful canvas to work with. And a lot of that has to do with what we're putting in our bodies. So very, very interesting there. And of course, you're going to be, you know, it's all going to be delicious. So it's just a win-win. You have really great food and really great skin. But also on Saturday, I am so excited for this one. You can taste and enjoy a Thanksgiving ladle of love with chef and entertainment expert Leslie Lampert. She is going to be at Bloomingdale's in White Plains in the Culinary Kitchen from 2 to 4 p.m. And she is going to show you how to master the art of holiday entertaining from the cooking to the decor. She's going to transform your Thanksgiving leftovers into easy, stress-free weekday dishes, which I love this about Leslie. She's got this whole new concept doing what she calls the scrappy chef. So she takes your quote-unquote scraps, which, you know, are your leftovers, and shows you how to transform them into these unbelievably delicious dishes. Nobody would know that it's from leftovers. And I love this because, you know me, it really helps reduce the food waste, and I'm all about that. So love her for doing that. You can utilize the appliance that every hostess should have in the kitchen, from pots and pans to mixers and blenders. And then, of course, you're going to eat and enjoy a tasty holiday recipe that you two can make at home, as well as side dishes that can be ordered in time for your Thanksgiving feast. So if you are like me and you are entertaining this holiday season, you know, don't stress yourself out and don't schedule yourself too tightly. Like, don't put too much on your plate, right? Because you're not going to be as effective as you want to be. So, little secret tip, I love doing some of the main things, the main staples that I enjoy doing and that I know are easy for me. And then I usually get someone like Leslie to come in and add some additional items that I can just pick up or have delivered. And then I'm set. I can focus on the things that I'm really good at, and nobody is the wiser. Nobody knows that I may have ordered and I didn't cook everything. Of course, I'm always very honest about that because I want everyone to know the amazing, you know, resources we have in our backyard. But it makes it for a much more fun evening, because instead of you stuck in the kitchen doing everything, you are able to have that balance and you have the things that you are doing done, and then you can enjoy your family and friends. So they're going to enjoy themselves if you're enjoying yourself. So definitely check that out. Again, it's a Thanksgiving Ladle of Love this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. in the Culinary Kitchen in the White Plains Bloomingdale's. Again, if you go, please say hello to Leslie and tell her I said hi. Love, love, love her. She's so much fun. And it is always a really good time with her. You know, other things coming up in this holiday season on December 13th. You want to save the date for that one. I am working with House of Sports again. It's, you know, one of those non-food places. But I happen to work out there with Fit House New York. I really like the facility and I love what they're doing with children there. And they're working so hard to teach children about sports and how to be a great athlete. And that's, you know, of course, two components is the skill set. And then, of course, you know, just the emotional intelligence that goes along with that and being a good teammate and whatnot. But they have camps and more, and they have these holiday camps when the kids have school off. So instead of sending them, you know, to like a daycare situation, you send them to House of Sports and they're playing and having fun all day long and learning, which is really fantastic. But on December 13th, on a Friday, they have this kind of built-in audience of people that will be there to watch their kids play some sports. And we, of course, are going to come in with all these local vendors and do a holiday boutique. So really, again, shopping local, supporting local, bringing a lot of people to you in one spot. We're going to have tons of things there, from food to fashion to fun to housewares and more. You know, so if you have to purchase for somebody on your list, or maybe you need some things for yourself, it just makes it so easy to have everything in one spot to dive into and to shop. And again, you're really supporting local vendors and local business owners who are kind of getting together to do this to make it easy for you. So I love doing events like these during the holidays because I feel like there's, you know, just everyone's running around and being crazy and there's all these things going on and it really makes us stop and pause when we do something like this and kind of actually speak to the shop owner and learn about the craft or the product that they have. And it makes it for a really, really fun, good time. Plus, it is the perfect time for you just to grab a bunch of your girlfriends. There's ample parking there, but carpool, come on in and just have a great time shopping together and taking a time out from the holiday craziness. So you can also check that out on intoxicate.com. Now, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate on 1490 WGCH. Welcome back to Fork This with Intoxicate. I am your host, of course, Intoxicate Kate Slunts, diving into all things delicious in Westchester and Fairfield counties. Loving it. Here with you every Tuesday at 6 p.m. at 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Of course, after today's show, we magically transform every segment into an episode of Fork This with Intoxicate, the podcast. So if there's something that you heard or want to re-listen to or didn't get to finish the rest of the show, you can head over to intoxicate.com. About a couple days later, we pop everything up, and usually we have some really fun photos and additional information and content to go along with it. So love to spread the good word about the good food right here in our own backyard and celebrate all things local. Now, really, really interesting. I have to say, first of all, thank you so much to Brad from Granita and Hartsdale for coming on today's show and talking about this brand new restaurant concept. And I want to wish him the best, him and his partners, the best of luck in that location. I think it's going to be an amazing spot. So you definitely have to check it out. And listen, if you go or if you go to any restaurant that I recommend, make sure to take some photos, share the love, and make sure to tag me on Facebook and on Instagram. It is Intoxicate Foodie. And of course, I am always here for you if you are looking for that personalized recommendation. You know, maybe you and your girlfriends are going out or you want to go someplace new with the family, or maybe it's a date night and you want to do something a little bit more special. That is what I'm here for. You know, I ask you a couple of quick questions in terms of what you're looking for, and then I use my skills to kind of matchmake you with the perfect restaurant and the perfect meal. So love, love, love doing that. Always get really fantastic feedback from people when we make that happen. And it's probably the biggest topic in my direct message inbox as we speak. So keep it coming. Really love doing that and really love getting your feedback and hearing about your experiences, because that's what it's all about, right? Sharing the local love. Again, I want to, you know, just kind of round out the show by talking about my trip to Europe, which was pretty amazing. My mother-in-law is a travel agent and kind of has her finger on the pulse on when really great deals come up. And we had this really amazing deal on the Norwegian Epic with Norwegian Cruise Line. And my husband and I ended up joining my mother-in-law and then my mom. So it was kind of, you know, the kids and their moms hanging out in Europe. And we had an amazing itinerary that included stops in Italy, Spain, and France. And I really love cruising because it gives me the opportunity to see something, see a bunch of places and kind of, you know, suck as much as I can in terms of information and history and culture. And then when it comes time to planning a bigger trip, you know, I know, hey, I want to visit this place a little bit longer, or I've been there and I know what it's about and I can move on. So it helps me narrow down the bucket list of locations that I want to go to, that I want to travel to around the world. And that list is very long. So the cruise lines definitely help. And the Epic was a great ship, not too big, which was pretty wonderful. And I had a Club Liverpool Tavern, where the Beatles played. They had a Beatles cover band, who were fantastic, I have to say. One of the highlights of being on that particular ship. But I'm originally from Liverpool, New York, so I loved that, and I loved that, you know, kind of British show and British feel to it. So that was very cool. I had a couple of really fantastic, you know, specialty restaurants on the ship. Food was definitely solid for a cruise line. One of the things I did love, and this kind of goes back to the top of the hour when we were talking about, you know, our last meals and checking out Fat Root in Pleasantville and diving into ramen, they had a couple of noodle bars, and really enjoyed that because, you know, I'm a noodle girl. So I loved having that aspect on the trip, especially when we're traveling, you know, to Italy, Spain, and France, and there's so many flavors, you know, particular to those regions and dishes particular to those regions. It was nice to kind of come on the ship and have something different. So I liked that. While we were in Italy, we had three stops in Italy, which included Civitavecchia, which is where they, you know, kind of call Rome, because all of the excursions head to Rome, pretty much. We went to Naples and Sorrento, which was fantastic. And then we also did Pisa, which was really, really wonderful. And, you know, I'd never seen the Leaning Tower of Pisa before. It had been 15 years till my mom had gone to Italy. She had never been to Spain and France. So it was a really, really fun trip for us, you know, to kind of, again, experience so much. But while we were kind of going in Italy, and we noticed this in Naples and Sorrento first, and then we saw the theme kind of carry through in Rome and even in France when we were in Cannes, France, and Nice, we saw this as well, is that we were really watching, and maybe it's because I was kind of paying attention to it so much. You know, they have these amazing squares, which if you've been to Europe, you know, this is how, you know, public life was back in the day, is that they created these squares with all the markets, and it was the meeting place of the town. And obviously, these are all still intact today. But, you know, the restaurants, a lot of them spill out into the streets. So it was 70 degrees while we were there, beautiful weather. We couldn't have been luckier. And I say that as I'm, you know, driving or, you know, just drove through a little bit of a snowstorm today. So very funny in the change in temperatures, but it was beautiful weather. And, you know, the restaurants spill out into the street. So they have tables and chairs, you know, a lot of them covered, you know, out into the streets. And that's primarily where people were sitting, you know, whether they were trying to take up that last few minutes of the temperature of the weather being the way, you know, we're about to expect. Or maybe they were trying to be social. And I think it was really a little bit of both, but really the latter, because, you know, if you step into a Starbucks here or, you know, any coffee shop, there's this kind of culture here about, you know, you're sitting down, you're pulling open a laptop or, you know, maybe you're on your phone. And that's what your time is dedicated to. You're drinking your coffee and you are really focused on getting some work done, right? We're really all about being productive here, which is great. And I will tell you, it is totally my thing. Like, I am 100% a workaholic. I admit it all the time. I love what I do. I'm passionate about it. And sometimes it's really hard for me to turn that off. So, you know, no, knocking towards that kind of lifestyle if that's your thing. However, you know, with me, with, you know, living life deliciously, there's a lot of balance that has to go along with that. And, you know, we're walking around these coffee shops and I'm so used to, you know, the laptops and faces aglow with the screens and tapping away and sipping their coffee. And once in a while, you'll see people meet, but generally, again, they have the tech in front of them and they're working. In Europe, it's completely different. There's no site, you know, no laptops, even the mobile devices, you know, texting or, you know, Instagramming or whatever else. Phones were down. I mean, once in a while you'd see somebody on their phone, but they were reading the paper or talking to the person next to them, or they see a neighbor passing by in the street and they're, you know, off to the market or just, you know, come someplace and they're talking to them. It's still a very social event, you know, it's a very social event, and it's very much being present in the moment and tasting what you're eating and sipping slowly on what you're drinking and enjoying it and enjoying that moment and being social. And I really, really loved that and really could appreciate that. And I think I want to start baking it a little bit into my practice, because we think about this concept of slow food, and I think it really makes you stop and think about a lot of things. I think it makes you stop and think about, you know, what it took to, you know, if we're talking about a cup of coffee, what it took to grow those beans and how did those beans come here? And, you know, what the roaster did specifically to make them taste a little bit different. And, you know, the person that poured their cup of coffee and maybe the latte art that they put on top. The time they took to do something like that. Like, it really made me think about the whole movement of how something started, you know, out of the ground and ended up in front of me. And I think it made me appreciate the experience so much more. And the other thing that we noticed, which also surprised me, is that you didn't see a lot of people with to-go cups. You know, they were sitting where they, you know, got their cup of coffee and enjoying that cup of coffee. There weren't, you know, I gotta go, can you put it in a, you know, a cup with the top on, and I'm running out and I'm sipping it and I'm doing my thing. It was really a practice in being present and enjoying, you know, this cup of coffee. And I just really, again, appreciated that and found it so almost profound, because it's so different than our lifestyles here and our culture here. So I think, you know, when we think about gratitude and November being kind of the month for gratitude and all these amazing things going on, I think I want to challenge all of you to kind of bake that into your practice of or your routine when you're eating or drinking, is just stopping a second and really recognizing everything that's going into, you know, putting what's in front of you in front of you. And then just taking a moment to be present in that moment, even if it's 5 minutes out of your day. I just think that clarity really helps us be a little bit more understanding of you know, everything around us and an industry, you know, that doesn't get a lot of appreciation, you know. So love that from the Europeans. That's my lesson, my vacation lesson. So I hope you find a little bit of love in that too, and it kind of resonates with you as well, and you bake it into your daily practice. You know, again, I want to thank Brad from Granita and Hartsdale for being on today's show. I am so thankful for you for being here as well. I appreciate you tuning in every week. I love being here with you, and I love exploring things right alongside you. So thank you so, so much. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your week and weekend, and I hope you live life deliciously.